So I want to talk about the learning plan, because we've spent, I would say, how long has it been? 6 months.
Yes.
Working on doing a learning plan for building wealth. And it was initially inspired because the young people on our team and some of the young people we know through the Salary Report, including subscribers and their kids, they're grappling with how do I get an education? And they know they can't depend on college and university to get the kind of education they need. So they're grappling with, okay, how do I do a learning plan? And of course, as we did building wealth, I said to you, okay, Ricardo, what's your learning plan going to be?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about the learning plan? We're publishing the first version with this Salary Report. And so tell us about the learning plan and tell us about your experience of doing a learning plan for yourself.
Okay. So part of the learning plan, what it does is it helps you find a systematic way of attacking your learning journey. How are you going to venture off and learn all the things you need to crystallize your vision of a free and inspired life and make it there? How are you going to get there? That's both the what, so the skills, the knowledge, etc., as well as the who.
Right.
Who do you need to be able to get there?
Right.
And that's really what a learning plan is. And when you think about it, when you take two steps back, when you go from elementary school to high school to university or college, you always have a clear curriculum. You always get handed at the start of the trimester, semester, you always get handed a piece of paper saying, we're going to go from A, B, C, D to Z.
Right.
And that's what you're going to learn. And if you want to learn extra stuff, here's the footnotes. And you can go off and do some other things, extracurricular activities, but this is what you're going to learn. But then if you don't go to college, or two, after college, what happens then?
Right.
You are faced with this problem of information overload. You can go anywhere, you can learn any language, or you can meet anybody in the world, but you can't do all of that. It's like the Godiva chocolate problem.
So what I think of the learning plan is the way you jump the curve on this environment. In other words, it's the difference between winning and losing. So let me just look back. For the last 2 years ago, 3 years ago, what was your knowledge pool compared to what it is now?
How it has improved, you mean?
Yeah. Or so, how it has increased. Has your learning metabolism increased?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've also become much more strict about how I learn.
Right.
Rather than just doing it every now and then between meetings or after work. I've been very meticulous about scheduling it into my schedule, learning time.
Right.
For example, 3 to 4 p.m., I will schedule an hour where I'm just going to read this one book because that's part of this pillar of my learning journey.
Right.
So the learning plan itself is an integral part of your building wealth journey. So once you have that vision and you know the navigation tools you're going to need, now is your time to come up with a plan to be able to get there.
Right.
Right. So that's what the learning plan did for me. I created this step one is creating a huge shopping list. It's just going overboard and saying, these are all the things I want to learn.
Right.
And then you go from expansion mode to contraction mode and you come up with a plan that you can actually work through in the next couple of months or years. So you deduce this huge shopping list. You reduce it to a shopping list that's achievable within a given period amount of time. And then you're going to do an assessment. Where are you at right now? It's skills, the people you currently know that you can rely on. And then step three is coming up with an actionable plan.
Right.
Saying in the next month or the next quarter, what am I going to do to meet my goals for this specific pillar of the learning?
Right.
For example, I want to learn a new language. I aspire to become better at learning Spanish. Part of that is who am I going to practice with and what do I need to learn? But before I do that, I need to understand where I'm at right now. Because if I can only say hi and how are you, then there's no utility in really talking to somebody. Maybe I need to start off learning some words. So you really come up with a logical progression. It's like going back to school again, but now you're in charge.